You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Quick takes. Let's go, Max. Bruce Arians joined the Rich Eisen show this week, where he said Tom Brady was included in the Bucs' draft decisions and enlisted to help break down some of the top wide receivers in this year's rookie draft. How should Aaron Rodgers feel about that?
Tom Brady keeps making Aaron Rodgers money. You know, I mean, if the Packers haven't figured it out by now, Aaron Rodgers is calling the shots. Just understand that completely, and then everyone can, as Perk would say, can carry on.
Carry the hell on, he'd say. All right, Stephen A., Yusuf Nurkic's fashion choice ahead of last night's Game 6, it went viral. Social media loved the bold selection. How do you feel about it, sir?
First of all, I don't like it. I thought it did not look that impressive to me. It looked a little bit tacky, number one. Number two, he's the last person in the world that should want to bring attention to himself. Nikola Jokic averaged 33-10. On 52% shooting and 43% shooting from three-point range. Yusuf Nurkic should be hiding. He shouldn't be wearing anything that would draw attention to himself.
Yeah, I'm not into it either. The fabric suspect and the tie doesn't go. Max, drama, drama, drama in the social media world. Dennis Schroeder's appeared to take the Lakers out of his Instagram bio for a brief period yesterday, later adding it back on social media. We also have Anthony Davis on following Snoop. Yep. We're getting super petty today. After he said Clippers were better than the Lakers, is this something or nothing?
It's something. First of all, Schroeder took point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers out. Yeah, he was right. He scored 0 points. He had no evidence. There was no evidence he was the point guard for the Lakers. Then he had a decent game. He put it back on. Guys, here's the thing. They're going to have to re-sign him. What are their options? And AD is just mad at Snoop because Snoop was talking Clippers, it looks like to me.
All right. We'll keep it rolling here, guys. After the Game 6 loss last night in Los Angeles, it appeared that LeBron James left the floor without shaking hands with Suns players. Despite that, he was photographed shortly after swapping jerseys, posting photos with Suns star Devin Booker. Big Perk back here with us. Hello, hello, hello. I'm going to start with you, Max Kellerman. How does LeBron look here, kind of blowing off the players, not shaking hands, but then showing love to Booker?
Like he's not used to getting bounced in the first round. I think probably if LeBron could do it again, I'd like to think he would shake hands with everybody, but he was obviously frustrated and maybe disgusted and you know, left without shaking hands. Worse things have happened. The fact that he took the picture with Booker tells me that it's not personal or anything like that against the team. He was not happy about the Lakers' performance. And by the way, guys, the Lakers should have been left for dead at half, right? They're losing by almost 30. LeBron on a bad ankle without AD. When the Lakers had basically run up the white flag, brought them all the way back to single digits. It was a misstep, not the end of the world.
It was a misstep. It wasn't the end of the world. But we have to point it out because if it was anybody else of significance, we would have pointed it out with them. Not to mention the fact that LeBron James doesn't mind being celebrated, and it's well-deserved because he's the second greatest player to have ever played the game of basketball as far as I'm concerned. I don't give a damn how much we talk about LeBron James. We spend far more time acknowledging his greatness than we do criticizing him. And in the end, he's a guy that understands who he is, brings up words like leadership, brings up words like influence, brings up words like power and community and things of that nature and being a role model. Well, guess what? It's nice that you took that picture. You probably took that picture with Devin Booker and what have you, even more so. Not to say you wouldn't have done it, because I know you would have, but you probably did it even more so because you know how it looked for you to follow walking off the court in Game 5 when y'all were getting trounced by 30 to walking off the court last night without shaking everybody's hands who had defeated you. It's something that we brought up. Isaiah Thomas and others have had it held against them for eternity. Why would we ignore the fact that LeBron James elected to do that last night? That was very classless on his part. It ain't the end of the world. It doesn't make him a bad person. He is an incredible, incredible role model. But in the end, the bottom line is, last night wasn't one of those shining moments. Period.
At the end of the day, who cares, man? The reason he walked off the court, it had nothing to do with the Phoenix Suns. We already know his relationship with Chris Paul, the godfather, one of his child, I believe, his children, his oldest child. And we know,
that's true.
He not only did he give Devin Booker a jersey, it was a whole paragraph on there. You know what LeBron James did? This was a sign of frustration towards his teammates. And I probably would have did the same damn thing, having to watch Kyle Kuzma play the game of basketball, me watching, and having to go out there and actually play with him, watching them do crazy things, idiotic things, possession by possession, when they're trying to claw their way back into the game. He probably wanted to hurry up, get to his locker, get the jersey signed, get it to Devin Booker, get in the shower, so he wouldn't have to have a disagreement or something with one of his teammates who didn't show up to the playoffs. It had nothing to do with the Phoenix Suns and him shaking hands. I'm pretty sure that and CP3 probably went to dinner last night, Stephen A.
Kendrick Perkins, you're absolutely right. It had nothing to do with the Phoenix Suns. It was definitely born out of frustration. But you just lied to the American public. And see, here's the reason, here's the thing that everybody needs to know about Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins, that mean mug and all of that other stuff, you're a good brother, and you pay attention to how things look just as well as you pay attention to how they are. And the fact of the matter is, you know good and damn well, if a team just spanked you on your court, you would not have gotten up, regard your frustration, you'd have took out your frustration on your teammates when you got inside that locker room, but that would not have stopped you from going on the court at the end of the game. Again, it's not a big deal. I'm not saying it's a big deal. I'm just saying that if it were anybody else, we would be saying something about it. And we're going to point that out about LeBron as well. You would have shaked their hands.
This is why I'm going to tell you where you're wrong, okay? And I'm going to tell you on how I feel. I coach my son's 9-year-old team, right? AAU. And if we lose, we don't shake hands. And when we beat people, the other team, we don't shake hands. We go about our business. It's just the way it is. And it is what it is. At the end of the day, he walked off the floor knowing Monty Williams know how LeBron James feel about him. Chris Paul know how LeBron James feel about him. Devin Booker, I mean, like he has come on social media plenty of times praising how great of a player Devin Booker is. Talk about how D. Book always gets snubbed or he's underappreciated, things to that nature. And all I'm saying is at the end of the day, in the moment, when you're trying to claw your way back into the game and you got to go out there and Stephen A. and Max, listen, Kuzma was playing so bad last night that I made my kids stop watching the game. I literally watching the game.
He was awful. He was awful.
Picking up bad habits on how to play the game of basketball. So me watching it, us watching it, imagine being on the court with him and having to go through that and deal with
Max, I stand corrected. I stand corrected because Kendrick Perkins was a part of those Boston Celtics team, including one that lost to the Miami Heat, and KG walked off the court. And KG wasn't trying to shake their hands at all, where Ray Allen stayed on the court. So you had teammates that would do something like that. I feel you. I got it.
Can I just say two random things that came to my mind here? First of all, I'm surprised the 9-year-olds don't shake hands. But then the other thing I'm thinking is, why are we still shaking hands? I thought we're in a pandemic. I thought we're not supposed to do that anymore anyway.
Hey,
it's 100% open in Texas. I mean, I don't know about different other areas, but Texas, everything is 100% open. It's capacity.
Stephen A., you know what I think the news is? Out of that segment, you have Stone playing against 9-year-olds? What are you trying to do, Kendrick Perkins? You got Stone in a league with 9-year-olds? Come on. It's not even fair. Stone playing against 9-year-olds?
Okay. I'm being told that I'm supposed to ask if LeBron and AD will win another chip together, Perk. I really want to ask you why you're teaching them not to shake hands, but I will listen to my producers, and I will go to you first, Stephen A. Do you think they can?
I think they can, but I don't believe they will. I said it on Get Up This Morning. I'll say it again. I think the Lakers' run is over. I really, really do. Anthony Davis and LeBron James will be back, and they'll be lethal, but it's a byproduct of the style of play that exists in the NBA. And the people that are coming, Klay Thompson's coming back healthy. Look out for Golden State. Utah is not going anywhere. They're going to be here. Jokic is that dude, and Jamal Murray is coming back healthy, and we've seen the ascension of Michael Porter Jr. We're living in a perimeter-oriented time where you know a lot of success is predicated on guard play and your ability to hit perimeter shots. And by the way, your ability to hit free throw shots as well, which all of those dudes can do. Then we look at the East, KD, Kyrie, and James Harden. They'll be around. Milwaukee's coming. Philadelphia's coming. I just look at the league itself, and the league is in such a great place for LeBron to be getting a year older, for Anthony Davis's durability to still be a question mark. I guess I could be wrong because LeBron can end up imitating MJ because MJ used to bring dudes over to his house and they had to work out with him, okay? And so LeBron might have to take that challenge of making sure that AD works out with him to get himself in peak condition and to be a bit more durable. But I think those question marks, I think their best opportunity was this year. I think that window is closed, and I don't think LeBron's going to win another title in L.A.
They can win another title. It will take a little bit of luck. Like, someone on the big three in Brooklyn would have to be hurt in the finals, something like that, right? But we just saw it just happen with the Lakers. I mean, that's part of the game. And so if we're going to – we can't just assume, well, they're not going to win another title because AD's injury-prone. Well, I mean, KD's been hurt. You know, Kyrie's missed games. James Harden was hurt this year. So we can't just say it's going to happen to the Lakers, but not anybody else. The bottom line about this season, guys, AD and LeBron were hurt. Now, when you get older and LeBron is older, you have a tendency to get hurt more. But even with that, if not for the ankle, they had a chance to win the game last night. They were, again, within single digits. And if AD was even 80%, I think they would have gotten by the Suns. So with these two healthy, Talen Horton Tucker's another year more experienced, guys like KCP, you can always find a shooter in the second round in the draft. You can find someone in, you know, in the G League or overseas who can shoot the ball. When you have two pillars like LeBron and AD, if they're healthy in the playoffs, you got a shot.
I just want to say this. The window is not closed. And we watched because of Rob Pelinka, right? We watched him. He's been aggressive since he's taken over this job. And I think he'll be aggressive this offseason. We don't know what Brad is going to do. We don't know what Damian Lillard is going to do. So I don't see the window closing. I see Rob Pelinka going back to the drawing board and building and going out and get some pieces that could help them. But look, AD is still in his prime. Matter of fact, he just entered his prime. And we're talking about him just doing the necessary steps of dieting and getting into the weight room and things of that nature, then I still like the Lakers' chances of winning another championship.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Just ahead of what feels like a plot point from an alternative universe here, Floyd Mayweather speaks on his Sunday night exhibition fight against social media personality turned boxer Logan Paul while throwing in a jab at his brother Jake Paul too. Let's listen.
When you beat Logan on Sunday, the next question is going to be, Jake, does he get revenge? Is that something you thought of if you do it again against the other brother?
Man, once again, these guys have done good. I take my hat off to these guys. They have done good to fool the public about being some real fighters.
Max, yeah. You know a thing or two about boxing. That's what people tell me. Do you agree or disagree with Mayweather that the Paul brothers aren't real fighters?
Well, yeah, I agree with him in terms of what he means. Mayweather's saying they're not real top fighters. Of course not. I don't think they have a lot of, I mean, maybe they have a lot of people fooled. I don't think that's what their appeal is. I think they're YouTubers who are popular, and said, hey, we want to try to fight. By the way, they could have continued to milk their popularity on YouTube without taking risks, chances with their physical health or being humiliated publicly or anything like that in a ring, right? But no, they had the guts to step into the ring and make these big events and try to become real fighters. They're novices who are really putting their all into trying to become real fighters, and they're making huge events. Floyd Mayweather acknowledged that too, right? Hey, look, they did great. But when Floyd says real fighters, he's talking about championship caliber fighters or 10-round professional fighters. In boxing, they say it takes like 5-6 years to make a 10-round fighter. It doesn't mean you're a good 10-round fighter, just a guy who can handle himself over 10 rounds. These guys have been at it for, what, 2 years? And they're making big events.
But if they're not real fighters, why fight them?
Money. That's the same reason. It's prize fighting, you know? If you're Floyd, yeah. And he said this on his Instagram, and it's obvious before he said it anyway. Mm-hmm. He's 50 and up.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to risk for $20 million his O against. He's 44 years old against a young killer, Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence. It makes no sense. Yeah. He can fight Logan Paul for $100 million, and there's nothing at stake for him professionally?
You think that's what will make, like, $100 million?
Yeah. And wow. By the way,
Stephen A., you're back. Okay.
And his opponent has no chance to win? Of course. Why wouldn't he do that?
Molly, could you please educate me as to what I had technical difficulties and I could not hear? What did Floyd say?
Floyd said they're not real fighters, Jake and Logan Paul. So basically, I was just asking if you guys agree or disagree. Then I followed up with Max, like, why is he fighting them? He said $100 million. So kind of where are you on that? Do you think they're real fighters?
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I understand Floyd, you know, he could probably make $100 million out of this. They're both, you know, really potent on Instagram. Logan's got like 19 million followers. Jake Paul is at about 15 million followers on Instagram. I'm not going to knock Logan Paul too much because, he wants to be a fighter and he's getting into the ring, albeit retired and considerably smaller, is still the greatest boxer of this generation and one of the greatest fighters ever in Floyd Money Mayweather, who can get in, you can get up out of his sleep and fight better than 99% of the planet. So we understand that about Floyd, and even though he's considerably smaller, his skill level is just on another level compared to Logan Paul. But you know what? A lucky punch can take you out when you get older. So, you know, beware of that. In the case of Jake Paul, I don't blame Floyd Money Mayweather a little bit. And I hate talking about these guys in a negative fashion because I like both Logan and Jake. And I think that the attention that they bring to the sport, they deserve to be respected and appreciated for it. Because if the promoters didn't mess up the sport so much by denying us the opportunity to see the fights that we wanted to see when we wanted to see them, then we wouldn't have exhibitions like this. But at least Logan Paul is fighting a fighter. Jake Paul getting into the ring with non-boxers, I know it's an exhibition, but if he did that on the street, he could get arrested. Even if it was consensual.
I totally disagree with this.
Even if it was consensual. I know you did. That's why I'm speaking, so you can hear my point and show how you disagree. The point is, I know he can't be arrested or anything, but if you got into a fight on the street with somebody, okay, and you were a boxer and they weren't, yeah, you can't get arrested because they've agreed and it's an exhibition event. But for the most part, you did that in the street, you get arrested. Jake Paul is fighting people who don't box. That's my issue with him. Nothing else. I don't care if it's an amateur boxer. Like, you bring up, Max, muscle memory. You taught me that. You talk about muscle memory. Fight somebody that actually boxes.
But he doesn't really have it yet either, Stephen A. He's been doing it for 2 years. Look, I'll say this.
That's been doing it for 2 years.
But then you can't make a big event. Here's the catch-22 they're in terms of that stuff, right? And it's a good problem to have. They make huge events and make millions and millions of dollars when they fight. And they're big events, and that's part of the reason that we both appreciate what they do, because these guys train hard and fight hard, do their best, and they respect the sport. That's all you can ask, right? People want to pay to see them. This is America. You can do that. So when you look at Jake Paul, he fights a YouTuber, beats them. Now he has to fight a professional athlete. Not everyone thought he was going to beat Nate Robinson. Knocked him out. Then he fights MMA fighter who's not a striker. Knocks him out. Now he's fighting an MMA striker with a wrestling background, but we know Woodley can strike. If he wins this fight, and I don't know, and Woodley's old, he's lost 4 in a row, of course, because in order to develop as a fighter, you got to be matched with guys you have a chance to beat. And but in Jake Paul's case, he's such a big name, you also have to be matched with a guy who the public knows. Now, Stephen A., you know very well, if the public knows your opponent, probably they can fight. So Max, how do Max, you do that? Max, how do you Max, navigate that?
Max, are you going to sit there with a straight face and tell me that Jake Paul couldn't find somebody as,
with a name?
As popular or more popular than Nate Robinson or Ben Askren? Come on,
well,
Max.
No, but he was up to that stage. Max. Now he's up to the next stage. A faded dude, but who can strike. And if he wins this, if he does, it's far from certain, right? Like, who knows? A lot of people take Woodley. I don't know who wins that fight. If he does, then the next dude will be a guy who can strike, who's a little not as quite as past his prime, I'm so on.
I have a question.
I'm just saying, you don't get into the ring with somebody. You know, Jake Paul, let's put Jake Paul on Front Street right now. Jake Paul, from my understanding, Max, you follow the boxing community, obviously. Jake Paul, from my understanding, has been being trained by professional fighters for the last 3 years. Professional fighters and trainers. That wasn't
and
Nate
Woodley
Robinson.
Woodley hasn't had a boxing coach?
No, I'm saying that wasn't Nate Robinson. That wasn't Ben Askren. Come on, Max.
That's what he was up to then.
No.
He's dipping his toe in the water.
You're acting like he just got his toe in the water and he's going against somebody. This dude has been training legitimately as a fighter for years.
For two years, you get to the ring with a basketball player? At that time, he'd been training.
Or a UFC fighter that wrestled?
At that time, he'd been training for like a year and a half. And you know how many fighters throughout the history of boxing, professionals, even champions, early in their career, they get cab drivers. They throw some boxing gloves on them, and it's a win on a dude's record. I mean, that's how it works in the fight game early on.
I don't know if that's working. I don't know if that's the case in this day and age. All I'm saying about Jake Paul, I love what Jake Paul and Logan Paul are doing for boxing because they're bringing attention to the sport. All I'm trying to say is I appreciate the fact that even though it's against a smaller opponent, the bottom line is Logan is getting in the ring with a professional.
Jake or Woodley? Who do you like? Jake or Woodley? Who do you like in that fight?
Jake, because I think Woodley can knock out anybody. But I think Woodley is an MMA guy. He's a mixed martial artist, not a boxer.
MMA guys have boxing coaches. I'm just letting you know. And Woodley's has been fighting for a long time.
I hope
time.
He wins. He can
I have a question, and this isn't even to be funny. And I know we need to get to break, so to our producers. But for $100 million, guys, would you get in the ring with Logan or Jake Paul? Like, would you
say? For $100
million? For $100 million.
Right now.
Right? I think I would.
No, I think I would. That's Max. I'm the kind of man that believes I'm going to make $100 million doing what I do. I don't have to engage in exhibitions to pull it off.
Do you know how many arguments about sports you need to get into to get $100
million? $100 million? Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. NBA, let's get it. Things not pretty last night in Lakerland. A 13-point loss at the hands of the Suns sent the defending champions packing in their own house. This marks the first time in his career that LeBron James is eliminated in a first-round series. A vocal supporter of LeBron in the Lakers, Kendrick Perkins, weighing in.
Can somebody tell me what the hell is going on with the Lakers? And don't come giving me this LeBron James stuff. He should have been aggressive. I don't want to hear that. Out there playing with Kyle Kuzma. Did y'all see him today? I had to make my kids go watch something else on television because I didn't want them picking up bad habits on how to play the game of basketball watching Kuzma. And then the Schroeder. What are you doing? $100 million? Good luck on that one. Andre Drummond, you get released from the Cavs, you go on a worldwide tour, and you don't even perform. Where you was? Man, look, whatever, man. Shout out to the Phoenix Suns. I hope y'all make it to the finals Congratulations, y'all earned this. Hey, Lakers, y'all got to do better. Carry on.
Are those walls stucco perk? They're really gorgeous. I love Mediterranean homes. KP, why is LeBron out of the playoffs?
Well, it's simple. I mean, last night, Molly, it's the role players. I keep saying this. This is a team sport. And the Lakers couldn't make shots. The Lakers couldn't protect the paint. The Lakers couldn't rebound the basketball. Is that all on LeBron James? No. You need a supporting cast. You need guys to help you out. This is why they miss a guy like Rajon Rondo, who elevated his game and helped guys out, like Kyle Kuzma, right? Put a key in his back to step his game up and help him guide through the way while LeBron James went to the bench. This is why they miss a guy like Dwight Howard, who had to fill in for injured Joel Embiid and help the 76ers close out the Wizards last game. Like, these, the role players matter. They matter. And then we're going to sit up here and talk about a guy that's in his 18th season and LeBron James, who finished with 29-7-9, I believe it was, last night, with no help. No help whatsoever. And all those Laker fans out there who had something to say about Danny Green, y'all were wrong, okay? Yeah, he missed a huge shot in game 5, I believe it was, last year. But one thing we know about Danny Green is that he's a gamer. He's a shot maker. And those same shots that Caldwell Pope, Wesley Matthews were missing, Danny Green was going to make those shots.
Yeah, Danny Green's also a 3-and-D guy. He'll not only make the shots, he can still defend on the ball. Look, it's very simple why the Lakers lost. I'm sorry, Perk, it's not about the role players in this case. It's the injuries to the superstars. Every team in the league would make the same deal the Lakers made. If you could push all your chips to the middle of the table and wind up with LeBron and AD, which is going to thin out your roster, you're putting all your resources into grabbing AD and getting him to L.A., you're going to do that. You're going to do that, even though you know LeBron's up there in age, and so there's a higher chance of injury, and even though you know AD is injury prone, you're still going to make that deal. Everyone would do it. The Lakers did it. And guess what? They won a championship year one. This is only year two. Last year they were healthy. This year they're hurt. It was pretty obvious that if LeBron and AD would have been healthy, they'd have won the series. They'd have won the series. Now, you brought up a good point earlier, Perk. If Chris Paul was also healthy, I'd say it wouldn't have even gone 7 games. Maybe with a healthy Chris Paul, it would have. Lakers would have won. Lakers would have won that. They have enough with the role players that they would have won the series. It's not about the peripheral stuff. It's about the fact that your entire team revolves around two superstar pillars. One of them was on the court and compromised, still got you to single digits after being down almost 30. And the other one couldn't get on the court for more than a couple minutes. That's it. That's the whole story. Not more complicated than that.
It is a little bit more complicated than that, Max, but I understand why you wouldn't get that. Here's the deal, KP. When we look at LeBron, here's what we have to hold him accountable for. And we don't want to use the word fault because he's dependable. He's reliable. He does not cheat the game. But when you think back, and we've talked about these stories, Kendrick, when we talked about MJ, for example, and MJ loses, all right? He goes out, he retires the first go-round, he comes back, they lose to Orlando when Nick Anderson, Dennis Scott, those boys got the better of him. Michael Jordan was training the next day. He gave the players 2 weeks off and then said, have your behinds back here. And they were on it. And that mission was that mission. And then the next season is when they won the 72 games and they had acquired Dennis Rodman and all of that stuff. If you recall, Kendrick Perkins, because you're a champion, you played in the league, and you know every damn body. So you know what I'm about to say is very, very true. The Lakers were lollygagging this year. Not LeBron, but the Lakers. You won the game, you won the championship, you in Tinseltown, you in L.A., you were feeling yourself a little bit. Everybody that was around them was talking about their body language. They wasn't as focused. They weren't as locked in. They were relieved, feeling themselves, enjoying it. And who's the person to hold them accountable to say, hell no, we got another championship to go after? Who's that person?
It's LeBron.
There you go.
Yeah, but Yeah, but Stephen A, it's a totally different team though. We talking about they added Dennis Schroeder right to the lineup. We talking about a guy that averaged 19 points a game last year. They added Montrezl Harrell, that won the Sixth Man of the Year award, that averaged close to 20 last year. They added this firepower to take and relieve some of the pressure off LeBron James and AD because they knew it was tougher. And what happened? Dennis Schroeder didn't win a championship last year.
He's fighting for but Kuzma the did. Kuzma did. Markieff Morris did. Anthony Davis did. Alex Caruso did.
But Stephen A., this is why I'm telling you and Max right now and Molly the value of a Rajon Rondo with that system.
I agree with that.
Let me say this.
Because we all know that LeBron James hasn't been on record for his team-wise, and I've been on the team. He's not a vocal leader in the locker room. He just shows by example. Rajon Rondo is a coach that is a player that is a coach that happens to be on the floor. You see what I'm saying? He's the difference.
Let me say this. Having lived in L.A., I know New York is about dealing with pressure. L.A. is about dealing with distractions. It's not for everyone. It was for Kobe Bryant. You know, all the things that how Kobe took advantage of L.A. was after he retired. Kobe wasn't letting anything in L.A. get in between him and his career
in Newport
goals.
Beach.
Not everyone is built like that. Kobe was. L.A. and Kobe, good match that way. It's not for everyone. Rondo, good match that way. Not for everyone.
And that's why we should applaud D-Wade and Chris Bosh, because Miami is a distraction.
Big distraction.
Okay, but them brothers were focused. That's a distraction. Lord have mercy, it's a distraction.
There's just no denying it.
I'm just saying.
Are we done?
Miami's New York on the beach. New York, but everyone's wearing bathing suits.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Did somebody order a pivotal game six? Clippers Mavs tonight is on the menu as Kawhi and the Clips face elimination. All eyes on Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on whether or not they can force a game seven against a tough Luka Doncic in Dallas. Stephen A., what's at stake for the Clips tonight?
Relevancy.
Caught in my hair, sorry.
Relevancy, and that's pushing it. I mean, listen. Kawhi Leonard, you know, one minute you're hearing he's going to leave for South Beach. Another minute you're hearing he's going to stay in L.A. because he's got no desire to go elsewhere. But I got to tell you, Max, and Molly and Max, you guys have lived here. You know where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I mean, this town is just a different place when the Lakers are relevant. I mean, the Clippers are, they're the equivalent of a high school environment compared to the NBA that is the Los Angeles Lakers. And for the Los Angeles Lakers to bow out in the first round, primarily due to injury, But you to bounce out in the first round because you get outplayed and completely destroyed by Luka Doncic because Dallas doesn't have much else. Not to disrespect anybody else. I like Jalen Brunson and his development. I like what I'm seeing from him. Tim Hardaway Jr., got a lot of love for him. Porzingis, don't get me started. I don't even want to get into him, okay? Luka Doncic is that dude. He's big boy and everybody. Got my man Patrick Beverley on the bench, not even in the rotation because he's just too small for Luka Doncic. All right, Rondo isn't much bigger. He can't do anything with him. Paul George can't seem to do anything with him. He is big boy and everybody. He's not supposed to be able to do that to Kawhi Leonard. And that's where my eyes are on. The dangling from the mirror with the crown. A new king has arrived in L.A. Yo, this is your time. This is your chance. I could see the Clippers winning tonight in Dallas and then going back and losing at the Staples Center Sunday for a fourth time in this series. A lot's at stake.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, the Lakers keep leaving the door open for the Clippers and the Clippers just keep shutting the door. And this goes back, Stephen A., to Donald Sterling. You know why? If you say, who's the worst owner in sports? You have to think about it now because once upon a time it was easy. It was Donald Sterling and he owned the Clippers. And, you know, the Clippers were always a punching bag. You think about CP3. Lakers trade successfully for CP3. League makes them undo it, sends them to the Clippers, basically. So they have Lob City. The Lakers are done. Kobe's at the end. There's no supporting cast. And here's the Clippers' time. They can't get it done. Now the Lakers get knocked out of the playoffs. Here it comes. Kawhi can at least, as an individual player, take over L.A. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. But the thing about the Clippers, Stephen A., is it's not like, you know, they're a frog who's now Prince, you know, or Prince Charming, or vice versa, or Prince Charming. Now they're a frog. They've always been frog. They've always been a frog. They've never been Prince Charming. It's not like, well, you know, they're now going to turn back into what? What are they now? They're not the Lakers. They'll never be the Lakers. They've never taken over in any sense the imagination of the basketball world because when the Lakers give them the opportunity, they don't seize it. And this looks like another missed opportunity for the Clippers.
Well, they better handle their business because, listen, let me tell you something right now. Lakers, LeBron's already out there. He's going to try to recruit. He's going to try to recruit. And you know they're going to try to get somebody to L.A. There's no question about it, you know. And, I mean, again, we've already spent time talking about Damian Lillard. What if Damian Lillard ended up changing his mind? I tell you, he's told me for years he ain't interested. What if he changed his mind and decided he want to go to Lakers? What if he changed his mind? I mean, it changed everything. So, I mean, the Clippers have a chance to be relevant. As far as I'm concerned, Steve Ballmer should move to Orange County, move to Anaheim, or move the team to Seattle.
I love Orange County.
Orange County is lovely,
Orange County. I would live in Orange County in a heartbeat.
Without question. Newport, oh my God, it's incredible.
Laguna.
They love basketball up in Seattle, and they've had their hearts broken since their franchise was taken away.
Great sports town.
Bring them right back up to Seattle. But literally – that when you say what's at stake in terms of that stuff,
Yeah. And Stephen A., to your point, talking about living in L.A., people care more about USC than they care about the Clippers. That's just what it is in that town. All right, we'll keep it rolling. They wanted the Nets, and they got them. The Milwaukee Bucks will face the Nets tomorrow night as Brooklyn will host Giannis and company to begin the Eastern Conference semifinals, arguably one of the more exciting matchups we'll see these playoffs. Stephen A., what can the Bucks do to win this series?
Giannis has to be a superstar. He has to be a superstar. Those same numbers that you see from him during the regular season, he's got to do that in the playoffs. But here's what he has to do. He's the only person, first of all, nobody, in my opinion, really has a chance to do it. But if anybody has a chance to defend respectably against Kevin Durant, it's the Greek freak Giannis Antetokounmpo. The length, the athleticism. He's got to show up, and he's going to have to be a formidable opposition to KD. Because let me tell you something, Kyrie and James Harden are going to do their thing, but I think collectively Milwaukee's defense could hang tough. I think KD is going to be the difference maker. You cannot let him destroy you at his will. Somebody's going to have to try to put him in check in order to knock off the Brooklyn Nets. That's what it's going to come down to.
The difference maker is going to be James Harden because he can run D'Antoni's system now with D'Antoni on the bench there under Steve Nash, except instead of second-rate weapons, he has KD and Kyrie. And by the way, guys like Joe Harris is fourth option. This is what the Bucks can do, Stephen A. They can be very, very aggressive offensively early in the series. And the reason I say that is because early on, before I really believed in the Nets, their defense was the worst of all time. They had the best offense of all time, literally, per 100 possessions, and the worst defense of all time. And within 2 or 3 weeks, they had a respectable enough defense, sort of mid-pack defense. Well, everyone got healthy again, and they got to, and now they got to get it together defensively. The offense is fine. I mean, it could be better, but it'll get better. The question is, has there been enough time for that defense to start getting connected? If the answer is no, the Bucks have to be extremely aggressive offensively early in the series especially, and maybe they can jump up 2-1 and have a chance to win it. Because if they're not, the Nets will roll them.
All right, we'll keep going, guys. Earlier this week, we saw Trae Young take a bow, Stephen A. remembers, on one of basketball's biggest stages after knocking out the Knicks in the Garden. And Ben Simmons, triple-double, helping route the Wizards at home. And now they'll meet each other. Max, bigger key to this series, Trae Young or Ben Simmons?
It's actually Ben Simmons. You know, Trae Young does the thing that's easy to understand. He scores, and that's very, very important. And he's fearless, and he scores from everywhere. Ben Simmons doesn't do that. He can't shoot, and Trae Young really can. You know what Ben Simmons does? Ben Simmons does, this is almost not hyperbolic. This is almost like, literally, just about every single thing else, as well as anyone who's ever played has ever done them. Think about that. He's an all-world defender. We'll remember Ben Simmons' defense a year from now. Could guard all five positions, many of them, at a totally elite level. I keep bringing it up, has created more looks from three for teammates than anyone since entering the league. He has absurd handles for a guy who's 6'10". He's lightning fast. He has hops. He has superior court vision and is an all-time great passer. So he does every single other thing like at an all-time elite level except shoot. Give me that guy, Stephen A. Defense wins championships.
You're wrong. And you're wrong because when you look at a Tobias Harris, when you look at the Seth Curry, when you look at the defensive wizardry that you've pointed out on numerous occasions of both Ben Simmons and Thybulle, then this is what it comes down to. It comes down to Trae Young resembling the Trae Young that he looked like against the New York Knicks. See, what you did against the New York Knicks, you had an abundance of opportunities to do it because the New York Knicks couldn't hit the backside of Broadway if they were standing on it. That was their damn problem. That's not going to be the Philadelphia 76ers' problems. They've got dudes like Maxey and Tobias Harris and Seth Curry and Danny Green who can make shots. Of course, Ben Simmons is going to facilitate them making shots because he's going to feed them the basketball because he's an exceptional playmaker with a high basketball IQ. But for the Atlanta Hawks, if Trae Young plays the way that he played, averaged 29 and 10 against the New York Knicks, doing what he's capable of doing, he's not just a shooter. He's not just a scorer. He's a ball handler. And he's an incredible passer as well. This brother can pass the basketball. And if you're getting Collins and Herter and Hunter and all of these dudes involved in the offense the way you're capable of doing, the way you showed everybody you could do against the New York Knicks, then the Philadelphia 76ers could be in a world of trouble without a healthy Joel Embiid.
You hear what Simmons told Seth Curry before the last game?
I did not.
Playing video games before the game, he said, I'm going to need 30 out of you. I'll do the rest. I'll get my, but I need you to go for 30 tonight. And what happened? You talk about leadership and stuff. There you go.
Guys, we have like 2 minutes left. I just want to get to it. Max, how dangerous are the Nuggets? Obviously, no Jamal Murray. They face the Suns. CP3 banged up. What do you think?
It's a shame that Jamal Murray's not healthy because I think they could get out of the West. Even without Jamal Murray, maybe they get out of the West. Jokic is the best player in every series he's in. And that'll continue to be the case throughout the Western Conference. He'll be the best player in every single series. And they have a deep backcourt. No Jamal Murray, but a lot of guys who can score, who can handle. The Nuggets are live to get out of the West, Stephen A.
Let me tell you something right now, man. You can say that they're live, and I believe you, and I ain't taking anything away from Jokic because he's the real deal. I have a vote. I voted him as my league MVP. No apologies there. But I got something to tell you. Jamal Murray getting hurt has pushed Michael Porter Jr. to the forefront. And this brother is special. This brother's special. I'm going to tell you how special Michael Porter is. Forget the 18 points that he averaged in this first round series. What am I looking at? He shot 53% from the field, 41.5% from three-point range, had 22 points in the first quarter in game six. You want me to tell you the ultimate thing that you need to know about Michael Porter Jr.? We actually get to sit here and say the great, phenomenal executive, that is Jerry West, made a mistake. Remember when he was with the Clippers, Max, even though it was a consultant? They had the 13th and the 12th pick. And
worried both about his
picks,
back.
He passed up because he was worried about his back. Yep. We're looking at, that's how great Michael Porter looks right now. What a mistake on the part of the Clippers to pass up on him.
Yeah, for sure. Clippers, Mavs, that's tonight. Do or die on ESPN. We got a ton of good playoff this weekend. Have a fabulous weekend, guys. We'll all be back on Monday breaking all that good playoff stuff down. Stay safe.